The idea of having faith in yourself, you have faith in the fact that you're capable of waking yourself up, that you are, and see that you're capable in, say, your ordinary work jobs that you're doing. You make yourself efficient and capable there. That then starts building up a bit of faith in yourself. But what self are we talking about, you see? Most people, their self is their ego, isn't it? Well, you have to try and see this business that's going on in you with your three brains and realize there's something other than your ego as well. And you try and get whatever is the stronger part in you, whether it be your moving center, emotional center, or intellectual center, and you start getting something going there in the way of doing the things with the right parts of yourself. You know, this is in your ordinary, everyday work, life that you're living. So you would firstly build up faith in yourself by concentrating on the intellect. You'd concentrate on it because you would then have something coming in to rationalize between all these other pulling things, whether it be your body or your ego or your other centers, depending upon what the person is. Most people, it would be their body and their ego would be wanting to go one way. And if you start building up this business with your own intellect by being able to rationalize a situation each time, that will then give you some part in yourself that you could call your I, call yourself. If you build that up, then you'll be able to get faith in that over a period of time. It just takes a lot of practice, but you'll develop a bit of faith in it. That's how you're going to create faith. You have to make something, see? What most of us are, and when we first start working on ourselves, we just run completely by our bodies and our ideas of ourselves, our egos. And what we're then trying to do in this case of building up the intellect as a neutralizing force coming in, we're starting to make something new, an observing eye in ourselves, really. That's what that becomes. And you have to get that something to observe you, to be able to look at you, what you're doing, instead of just following all the blind impulses coming from inside and outside in a way of stimuli of some kind. See? You have to have something that can take it apart when it's happening. So instead of reacting to a situation, you're capable of acting from this part you're making, the intellect. See what I'm getting at?